Well, here we are, late lunch, and this time I've got the microphone and Gaynor's going to do all the hard work, aren't you, Gaynor?
As it usually is, Kevin.
Yeah, okay. It's going to be like that today, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it's going to be.
Oh, like that. Good. Right then. So go on, what are you doing for us?
Right, today I've been thinking about it coming up to Christmas and
not Christmas.
Christmas parties.
No, we can't talk about Christmas.
Yes, we can.
It's November.
Christmas,
Gaynor,
I know, but my head's full of Christmas parties.
Oh, hey.
Because I've got to organise them.
Oh, okay.
So I thought I would share with everyone how to make a nice tuna pasta salad to go on a buffet table.
Well, that's not Christmas.
No, it can be any time. That's what I was thinking. It's the Christmas idea that's gone in my head.
Yeah.
Trying to do things quick and easy because I'm a lazy what's it when I feel like it.
Okay.
So I thought, right. Yeah, this is quick, easy, fill-in, and you can have it any time. But if you wanted to do a party...
Yeah.
Bob your uncle.
Any time, any place, anywhere.
Yes.
There's a wonderful word you can share. What's the rest of it? It's the right one.
That's martini.
Martini.
Yes, it's martini. My brain was going...
Yeah,
martini.
Okay. Right, I don't know we got onto martini, but...
Because you said any time, any place, anywhere. And I did wonder where you were going, but...
Okay.
Right, so for this recipe, we're using Fuseli pasta, because it's nice and twisty, and it holds the filling, flavour, ingredients,
Fuseli.
All holds together. Fuseli.
F-U-S-I-L-L-I.
Yeah.
Fuseli.
All right, clever sod.
I don't know.
Fuseli. Fuseli. It's Fuseli. You get it in Asda. No, you don't. You get it in any supermarket.
So it's a short stick with lots of twists.
Twisty
in it.
Bit. Yeah. Twisty pasta.
Okay.
Twisty pasta. So you boil your twisty pasta in hot salted water for about 10 minutes until it's soft.
Yes.
But not too soft because we don't want it soggy.
Okay.
And then you strain it and then run it under the cold tap. So you're chilling it immediately because it's got to be cold.
All right.
So, and it's better to fast chill food.
Okay.
So then you put all that in a mixing bowl.
Yeah.
And to that...
You've got to wait till it's cold.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
To that, I've got two small tins of tuna and one tin of sweet corn.
Yeah.
Strained. And you put that on top of the pasta.
Right.
And before you came, I hard-boiled two eggs.
Well, that was good of you.
I know.
What, just because I was coming?
Just because you were coming, I thought I'd hard boil two eggs, just as you do.
Yeah.
And I've chopped those up, and they go in the bowl.
Right.
Okay. Then I've got diced cucumber.
Yeah.
That goes in the bowl.
I like your throw-in action.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Bung it all in. Then I've got 2 to 3 spring onions diced.
Yes.
You can put as much in as you want.
Okay.
And then I've got 1/4 of a yellow pepper. Diced. That goes in. I've got 2 tomatoes. You can de-seed them if you want to.
Why would anybody do that?
Because a lot of people don't like the pips in.
Don't they?
No, it's strange people. I like the whole tomato.
I actually eat the whole apple.
What, including the core?
Yeah.
My mum said...
I've always done that.
My mum said if you did that, a tree would grow in your belly.
I know, my mum told me that. It hasn't yet.
Right.
Well, I suppose he could have done, but...
Yeah.
And maybe that's why I'm so tall.
Maybe. Right, so you've got all of that in your bowl.
Right.
And this
You're
is...
You're going to dive
I'm
in.
I'm going to dive in.
Roll your sleeves up.
You put your hands in and turn it all over. It's easier to put your hands in.
Yeah.
Because then you know that you're mixing every bit of the ingredients.
Yeah. So don't use a spoon. Just
no, just get your hands in and...
Shovel it about.
Shovel it about. Mix it. Fold it over.
Yeah.
Then I've got about...
A ton of cheese.
A dessert bowl, a dessert bowl of cheese grated. You can use any cheese. You could even do a combination of cheese, a bit of red Leicester and a bit of cheddar, or grated mozzarella would be good.
Yeah.
And you add that and you keep mixing all of that together with your hands.
Uh-huh.
And then comes the wet bit, because that's all your dry ingredients.
Oh, okay.
So to that, you will add 2 tablespoons of mayonnaise. And about 2 tablespoons of salad cream.
Right.
Oh, no, I'm just squeezing it in. That's what you're giggling at. And I'm not measuring it, am I? No, I'm just squirting it in.
It's like shower gel going.
And then You just fold, you get a big spoon, because, well, you could use your hands, but it's sticky.
Yeah.
And you just fold the ingredients to the middle, so that, and then push it to the edge, so that you get everything covered in the salad cream.
So you need a fair bit of salad cream.
It's about 2 tablespoons, that is. Yeah, so it's about 3 tablespoons of mayonnaise and 2 of salad cream.
Yeah.
Mix it all together. Now, if you want to add, you can actually put tomato ketchup in it and make it more of a Mary Rose sauce that we did before for the prawn cocktail.
Yeah.
You can do that if you would like.
Oh, it's smelling nice.
It tastes absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
And it's a nice, wet consistency. Everything is well covered.
Yeah.
And pretty much, that's all there is to it.
Wow.
And then you just eat it.
And that was, what, 6 minutes? So allowing time for cooking your pasta first.
Yeah, pasta takes 10 minutes, so that's 16 minutes.
Yeah.
Your eggs do it while doing it. Yeah, about, you can have it done in about 16, 20
you'd
minutes.
You'd feed more than a family of four with that lot, wouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you know how much pasta you use?
3/4 of a bag.
Okay.
Of a normal size bag, not the extra large ones.
How many do you reckon that would feed? Obviously, you're making party food, aren't you?
Yeah, if you were just doing it for your tea.
Yeah.
You'd easily feed 4 to 5 out of that.
Yeah.
If you're doing party food.
Yeah.
I would do that. We're having the staff party coming up, and I would do that for 24 people, because they'll only have a little bit while they're having a little bit of something else and a little bit of something else.
Okay.
So,
lovely.
Yeah. So that's it. A nice, quick, simple, cheap one.
Beautifully done. And that's just, what, about 7 minutes?
Yep.
Lovely.
So now you've just got to eat it.
I know,
but can you just bear with me while I rinse this off my hands?
Yeah, I can, Ganga.
Thank you.
But while you're doing that, what news have you got? What's going on? You mentioned Christmas.
Yeah.
You got a big event coming up?
We do. Yes, we've got. Hang on. In there.
Where are you going?
Following
Gain around the kitchen there.
Right, sorry. We've got the Christmas fair coming up, which is on Saturday the 2nd of December.
Yeah.
It's from 11 till 2. And what we're doing is making it like a street outside the cafe.
So just remind everyone where you are.
The Isabel Cafe at Downside Community Centre on Furlongs.
Yeah.
We've got snow. We've got a snow machine, but it's snow. We've got carol singers. We've got Santa's Grotto with a nice Santa's helper. It's got roped in, and she's really happy to be wearing a green frock. So
could that be good.
No, it's not me. It's not me.
Okay.
It is our treasurer, Yoey.
Okay,
so Yoey is going to be the Christmas helper.
And is she really chuffed about that?
Well, she agreed.
Was she wrestled to the ground?
She agreed without much persuasion, I must admit. She did agree. So she's going to be the helper.
What else is happening?
Well, we're inside the cafe, we'll be doing hot soup, hot chocolate, whippy cream, mince pies, all of those nice things inside. But all of the... There's lots of stalls, craft stalls.
All outside.
All outside, but it's going to look like a street.
It'll be lovely, won't it?
It will be really nice.
Yeah. Did you do that every year?
No, this is our first go.
Oh.
It's our first time of doing this.
So what was the motivation? Is it just because you're trying to raise funds?
No, we are trying to raise funds. We're desperate to raise funds. But the motivation, believe it or not, was when we had Pamfest in the summer, the weather was really, really bad, and we had to pull it off the big field and use all the gazebos out the front.
Yeah.
And when we did that, we were sort of like going, oh my goodness, this would be so cool at Christmas with the fairy lights and Christmas trees. And we've been waiting to do that.
Okay, fantastic.
And then after that, on the 14th, did I say the 14th?
Yeah, December the 14th.
December the 14th, we're doing our community centre Christmas dinner. And that's at 12, but it's pre-booked.
Okay.
So that's sort of, we've got about 40 spaces.
And anybody can
come? Anyone can come. It's £6.50 a head, and you get your Christmas dinner and your pudding, and us all dressed up like...
Like what?
Like silly people, probably.
Could you be more specific?
Well, elves and Santa's helpers.
You're putting people off, have you said?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So you'd be dressed appropriately for the season.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah. Dressed appropriately.
Yeah.
That, for the
Christmas
season.
Characters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so you could come, couldn't you, dressed up?
I could. I think I'm washing my hair that day.
Do you?
Yeah.
Think that?
I don't do dressing up. Oh, I do.
You do.
Charles Dickens.
You do, yes.
Yes,
you
I
do.
I was forgetting that, wasn't
yes,
I?
Yes, you were. So, yeah, you could come dressed as Charles Dickens.
I could, couldn't I?
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, special guest.
Special guest, Charles Dickens.
And I get a dinner as well, do I, for doing that?
Might. We'll see. You're good.
Oh, okay. So two things to remember then. December the 2nd is Christmas fair.
Yep.
And December 14th
Christmas dinner.
Christmas dinner. But you have to phone up,
pre-book it, and it is...
Can you remember the number?
248170.
Wow. Brilliant.
And it's at 12 o'clock, and it's not sort of staggered. That's the time. You're there at 12. Yeah. That's when it all starts.
Okay.
So...
Well, I'm going to have to eat some pasta salad now.
Yeah, do you want me to shove it in for you? Ready?
Ready.
Go on, then.
Mmm. Chomp. Mmm.
It's quite nice, isn't it?
Mmm. It's lovely. Yeah, I've had tuna pasta salad before, but that's got a much better flavour.
That's because I made it.
Oh, that's it, is it?
Yes.
Oh, that's the difference.
That's the difference.
Oh, dear, I set you up nicely.
You did. Yeah.
What a link man I am.
But right. Yeah, but that's quick, simple, cheap, and it tastes good.
And one more thing, because we're on the radio and it's live, and I'm going to put you on the spot now.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do recipes and put them on our Facebook page.
Yes, I am. I keep saying I will do.
Is this the time you really mean it, though?
No, I do. I always mean it. It's just I haven't. I will this weekend. I'll email them to you.
Everybody's listening.
Thanks, Kevin. I do love you.
So look out for our Facebook Late Lunch page for lots of photos and soon, well, eventually, some recipes from Gaynor.
I've put one on.
Right, okay.
I started.
Well, I'm going to stop the interview now.
Okay.
Just getting out of hand.
Okay. See you next week.
Bye.